You know, we talk about not having enough room to put a pin down, and I declare it looks like it's really so. Isn't this a fine sight to see all you, my most favorite cousins, here this afternoon? How many of you are here for the first time? Lands of goodness. Ain't it a sight? Well, you just won't believe what you're seeing. Oh, let me see if I can reach under here and see what's coming next. Now, you know, the scarcest thing in the world, it's a riddle. Do you know the scarcest thing in the world? Well, of course you don't, I'll tell you. It's old maids' children, and I just wish you'd look at all these right around here. But just please don't get under my feet, because I don't want to step on you. Seated at the back of the stage are the first citizens of Florida. As I call their names, and Jezebel, you'd better come up here at a dead lope and help me a little bit. As I mention their names, please just rise in place. Billy Bowlegs III, who was 101 years old in February. He lives in Brighton Reservation. Josie Billy from Big Cypress. Sadie Billy and her daughters, and we couldn't find the other one. And where's the baby? Is he there? Oh, the baby's taking a nap. You'll see him later. Aren't they lovely? Here to do honor to them is the Indian Medicine Lodge, the Trailcraft Troop number 123 from Winter Haven, with their leader, Bud Costello. Let's give them a hand. All right, down in front. Everybody move over and give them a seat now. Please share. I see some little spaces that you could fill. But please don't stand in front of anybody, if you can help it.
Among the Plains Indians, there are many tribes. Two of these tribes are the Pawnees and the Winnebagoes. For 3 days, these tribes have engaged in battle on the battlefield, the Winnebagoes being the victorious. The Winnebagoes are chasing the Pawnees back to their land, but the Pawnees, trying to regain a victory, set an ambush and try to wipe out the whole tribe. Thank you.
Did Billy and Josie Billy and Sadie like that, Jezebel? Did they like it? Well, you know, I was scratching my head trying to think of a way to scatter these young'uns, and I've hit on just the perfect solution, because here come our Florida crackers, cousin J.P. Deacle and cousin Tommy Walker with their whips.
It's nice to be back on the program today. I'm glad to see every one of you. I'm at the wrong end of this thing here. You can always tell an old country boy, he always goes to the wrong end of everything. Don't make a difference what it is, he always starts at the wrong end. But it's glad to be back with you here today. How many Florida crackers do we have here? Well, you
better
know,
ask how many Georgia crackers, too.
How many Georgia crackers? Well, they got... Cousin Selma, you know, it's like this. The last time I was down here, I lost my teeth. Last time I was down here, I like to lose my teeth. So I find it happens all the time. But you know how the Florida crackers got started? It's the cowboys years ago. I don't know of any group of people that's done more for the American people than the cowboys and the Indians. Two groups of people have done more for the United States than the cowboys and Indians. But years ago, the Indians was the first cowboys we really had. And back in the 18th century, when they would round up the cattle in the underbrush, they would use their whips to roust the cattle out of the underbrush. And they were known as crackers. These cowboys was known as crackers. And that's actually the way that the Florida cracker got its name. As the boys that was tending the cattle, they would pop their whips, and it was... They was known as crackers because they would pop the whips in that fashion and roust the cows out from under the underbrush. Now, Tommy and I are going to demonstrate a little bit for you here on the art of whip popping. Tommy Walker's a young boy. He hasn't been popping a whip in about 6 years. We're going to show you some close work here.
While they're sweeping, again, if you all would move over to the middle, the sun will move in a little bit, and let's sit down. We have so many wonderful treats in store for us here. Fill up those seats. Played while Rome burned, who knows? The psaltery, a truly lovely instrument.
We're going to sing a lullaby that we sang for our daughter when she was a little tot.
pretty pair of shoes. Hush now, my tiny one. Hush now.
People ask us very often what kind of an instrument this is, and I know if I go off the stage without telling you, I'll have many questions to answer. This is a psaltery, and that's spelled P-S-A-L-T-E-R-Y. It's an ancestor of the piano. It goes back thousands of years in history, and they are, of course, very rare. I'm plucking the strings. It has no keyboard at all. I play by plucking the strings. Daniel and David played a psaltery. Not like this one, but a small one. We're going to do a beautiful song now, Across the Blue Mountains.
One morning in May, I overheard a married man to a young girl it say, "Go dress you up, pretty Katie, and come along with me across the Blue Mountain to the Allegheny. I'll buy you a horse, love, and a saddle to ride. I'll buy myself another to ride by your side. We'll stop at every tavern. We'll drink when we're dry across the Blue Mountains goes my Katy and I. Then up stepped her mother, and angry was she then, saying, "Daughter, oh dear daughter, he is a married man. Besides, there are young men plenty more handsome than he. Let him take his own wife to the Allegheny." "But mother, oh mother, he's a man of my own heart. And wouldn't it be a dreadful thing for me and my love to part? I'd belly every woman that ever I did see, who crossed the Blue Mountain to the Allegheny."
Just wish some of you weren't so delicate. There's some nice empty seats right up there, and the son Yankees pay thousands of dollars to come down here and get a sunburn, and here you can get one for nothing right up there in those seats. I wish the next time the baby cries, give it a sugar tit. Like me, for 11 successive years now to celebrate Music Week, the Czechoslovakian Americans from Masaryk Town down at Brooksville have journeyed to the banks of the immortal Suwannee River to show us the way they dance. And we can thank sweet little Frances Valenta for keeping alive amongst her people there, the young people, the traditional Besada. I want you to notice the beautiful costumes that these young people wear. They are nothing you can buy in a store. They are from the old country. I guess you heard my right hand back here saying they are not ready yet. So that just gives me an opportunity to keep on talking about them. They aren't quite ready. Well, I'll tell you, it takes some doing to get in and out of the colonial dining room and into your costumes. And these costumes are not easy to put on. So while we are waiting for them, we have a bunch of little Girl Scouts, I believe, who are going to jump on the stage and jump off in a hurry. Now, girls, I'm going to give you, those Girl Scouts from, they're Troop 329 from Jacksonville, and they're going to do, what do you guess, an Irish lilt, of course.
Thank you. already again. It's 11th annual festival, and every year we are here. So we bring another new beseda again. So you see another beseda in evening, different beseda too. And I introduce you Professor Vasek. He could tell you about more about the beseda, just a few
minutes. All right, okay. Good.
Professor Vasek.
Stand up.
Thank you.
No.
Okay.
The middle mic, please.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. We're very glad to be here this afternoon representing Masaryk Town, Florida. The dancers you're going to see in a few minutes are the Beseda dancers from Masaryk Town, a group of children who have formed the Beseda Club with Miss Valenta as their teacher and leader. Now, the Beseda dancers are the children who do the national folk dances of Czechoslovakia. Masaryk Town is a Czechoslovak community about 100 miles south of here. And these children are retaining the national dances and culture of their parents. This afternoon, we have one circle of the 32, and they will do the Czechoslovak beseda. This evening, they will do the Czech beseda. First, I'd like to have them come out on the stage and explain a little bit about their costumes and what you should be looking for during this dance. Would you please come out here? The first couple is Patsy Simbora and John Hlavach. They make up part of the circle. The next couple are partners, as they call themselves, Margie Jurek and Danny Horvat. Ellen Bukton and Doug Horvat. Connie Slifko and Danny Simbora. And now I want to introduce my wife, who is a part of the Beseda Club in a kind of unofficial way, too. And now, would you please notice the costumes? These costumes are the Moravian type from Czechoslovakia. Each is entirely handmade, and all are, we might say, treasures and heirlooms from their families. The costumes signify specific things. For instance, the ribbons on the boys show they're single. All of these and these. The girls do not wear a headpiece, and this indicates that they are single also. Notice that my wife wears a cap, which indicates that she is a married woman, and I do not wear any ribbons, indicates a similar situation. But we hope you will enjoy the Czechoslovak beseda, which is a collection of folk dances from Czechoslovakia, which are still danced in Masaryk Town in this country. Thank you.
Heaven I know, heaven I knew, there's
All right, now, I wonder if Cousin Winifred and Jake are real handy, and they could just whirl on here in a hurry. We don't like to leave the stage bare. Makes it look mighty naked. Are they? All right, right quick. There's a stool right over there. Can you sit on a stool? Winifred Moon from Goodwater, Alabama and Gainesville, Florida.
We're very happy to be here, Dr. Belmont. We just couldn't miss this one and break our perfect attendance for the past 11 years.
We're another one of 11 years.
Can you hear them?
Can you hear that now?
Can you hear the instrument?
Thank you.
Ezekiel saw the wheels way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheels way in the middle of the air. The little wheel run by faith, and the big wheel run by the grace of God. Wheel in our wheel, way in the middle of the air. I want to go to heaven and I want to go right, way in the middle of the air. I want to go to heaven all dressed in white, way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheels, way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheels, way in the middle of the air. The little wheel run by faith, and the big wheel run by the grace of God. A wheel in a wheel, way in the middle of the air. Oh, some go to church for to sing and shout, way in the middle of the air. Before 6 weeks, they's all turned out, way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheels, way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheels, way in the middle of the air. The little wheel run by faith, and the big wheel run by the grace of God. Wheel in our wheel, way in the middle of the air. Tell you what a hypocrite'll do, way in the middle of the air. He'll talk about me and he'll talk about you, way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheels, way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheels, way in the middle of the air. The little wheel run by faith, and the big wheel run by the grace of God. Wheel in our wheel, way in the middle of the air. That yonder dressed in red must be the children that Moses led. Who's that yonder dressed in white must be the children of the Israelites. Oh, won't you sit down, Lord, I can't sit down. Sit down, Lord, I can't sit down. Oh, won't you sit down, Lord, I can't sit down. Just got to heaven, got to look around. Who's that yonder dressed in blue must be the children that are coming through. Who's that yonder dressed in black? Must be the hypocrites a-turning back. Oh, won't you sit down, Lord, I can't sit down. Sit down, Lord, I can't sit down. Oh, won't you sit down, Lord, I can't sit down. Just got to heaven, got to look around.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, we are ready for the Besedah.